Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying covenants, the agreements cut by God. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 to 17, the covenant of rule. Let's read that text. 2 Samuel chapter 7, beginning with verse 8. Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more as previously, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house shall be, your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Psalm 89, verse 3. And then a little more. Psalm 89:3. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David. And if you drop down to verse 20, from 20 to verse 27, I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, and my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And my name, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of earth. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 19, down to verse 21. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that there will not be day and night in their season, then my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. And then the beginning of its fulfillment in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, down to verse 33. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. And then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. This is the covenant of rule, the establishment of an everlasting kingdom, a divine promise to the house of David. This is the prophecy of Christ's glorious kingdom during the millennium. The Lord Jesus Christ is the seed of David. He will receive from God the throne of his father David. It will be final and ultimate during the millennium. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, down to verse 16. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God chastised the house of David for rejecting the Messiah by tearing down the tabernacle, the temple. But one day, David's son will return and will rebuild the tabernacle. Acts chapter 15 and verse 16. After this I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins and I will set it up. The coming of Christ into the world to save man is the subject of three of the Old Testament covenants. He is referred to as the seed. In the Adamic covenant, he's the seed of the woman who will win the supreme victory over the devil, picturing the battle on Calvary's Hill, the crucifixion. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In the Abrahamic covenant, he's the seed of Abraham, who will bring about man's deliverance from the reign of sin and death, blessing all nations. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 18. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because you have obeyed my voice. In the Davidic covenant, he's the seed of David, who is the builder of God's house, the eternal king, whose reign knows no ends. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13, again, he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. That's the covenant of rule. You think about these things, and you have a great day.